Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Show Me the Numbers, Designing Tables and Graphs to Enlighten by Stephen Few is a practical guide to presenting quantitative information with clarity and purpose. Rather than treating charts as decoration, the book focuses on how people actually perceive visual information and how design choices either support or sabotage understanding. Few, known for his work in data visualization and dashboard design, explains how to select the right display for the question at hand and how to format tables and graphs so they communicate quickly, accurately, and honestly. The emphasis is on everyday analytical communication, business reports, performance dashboards, operational summaries, and analytical presentations. Readers are guided through common mistakes such as chart junk, misleading scales, overloaded legends, and poor labeling, then shown better alternatives that highlight comparisons, trends, and exceptions. The result is a book that helps analysts, managers, and communicators turn raw numbers into insights that can be acted on with confidence. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, clarifying purpose and audience before choosing a display. A central idea in the book is that good visualization begins before any chart is drawn. Few encourages readers to define what the audience needs to learn from the numbers. Are they comparing categories, tracking change over time, looking for relationships, or monitoring performance against targets? Each purpose calls for different design choices, and the same dataset can demand multiple views depending on the decision it supports. The book highlights the importance of context, such as what the viewers already know, how much time they have, and what actions they are expected to take. This planning step prevents the common trap of picking a favorite chart type and forcing the data into it. Few also emphasizes specifying the message, the key comparisons, and the level of precision required. For instance, an executive update might need quick pattern recognition, while an analyst review might require more detail and precise values. By focusing on intent and audience constraints, the reader learns to treat tables and graphs as tools for reasoning and communication, not as generic outputs from software. Secondly, designing tables that support scanning, comparison, and accuracy, Few devotes significant attention to tables because many business questions require exact values and dense detail. The book explains how to format tables so readers can scan quickly and compare reliably. This includes structuring rows and columns in a meaningful order, using clear headers, and aligning numbers to support place value comparison. He advocates restrained use of visual emphasis such as white space, subtle rules, and consistent typography rather than heavy grid lines and clutter that reduce readability. Another theme is helping the eye find what matters, grouping related measures, separating totals from components, and using minimal highlighting to reveal exceptions or key rows. The book also addresses when to convert a table into a visual display and when to keep it tabular, reinforcing that tables are not inferior, only different. Thoughtful table design improves both comprehension and trust, especially in operational reporting where stakeholders may need to verify details, trace discrepancies, or copy precise numbers into decisions and forecasts. Thirdly, selecting the right graph for comparisons, trends, and relationships. A major contribution of the book is its practical guidance on matching analytical tasks to appropriate graph types. Few discusses how certain displays are naturally suited to particular questions, bar charts for comparing categories, line charts for change over time, and scatter plots for relationships and correlation. He cautions against inappropriate or overused forms, such as 3D charts and novelty visuals that distort perception and slow understanding. The book also emphasizes using scales and encodings that preserve truthful comparison, including careful handling of zero baselines where necessary and appropriate use of logarithmic scales when the data demands it. Readers learn how to think in terms of visual encodings like position, length, and color intensity, and why some encodings communicate more precisely than others. By shifting attention from what looks impressive to what reads clearly, the book helps readers present patterns and differences in a way that supports correct interpretation, faster insight, and better decisions. Fourthly, reducing clutter and using visual emphasis to guide attention, Few argues that most ineffective charts fail because they compete with their own data. The book promotes a disciplined approach to visual design, remove non-essential elements, then add emphasis only where it strengthens the message. This includes minimizing chart junk such as decorative backgrounds, heavy borders, excessive grid lines, and redundant labels. Instead, the reader is taught to rely on clean layout, consistent labeling, and subtle cues that direct attention to what matters. The book also explores how to use color sparingly and purposefully, reserving strong hues for highlighting and relying on neutral tones for context. Effective emphasis can be created through contrast, annotation, and ordering, not just bright colors. Few also addresses common readability issues like crowded legends, unclear units, and titles that do not explain what the viewer should notice. The outcome is a set of habits for building graphics that feel simple yet informative, enabling viewers to recognize patterns and exceptions without effort. Lastly, communicating performance and uncertainty with integrity. Beyond aesthetics, the book treats visualization as an ethical practice. Displays should not mislead, hide variability, or exaggerate differences. Few discusses design decisions that influence interpretation, such as truncated axes, inconsistent intervals, and the selective use of categories that can bias perception. A recurring theme is making comparisons fair and meaningful by standardizing scales, clarifying denominators, and providing context like targets, benchmarks, or prior periods. The book also encourages showing variability and distribution when averages alone could be deceptive, helping audiences understand whether a change is substantial or within normal fluctuation. For performance communication, Few's approach aligns with dashboard thinking, present key measures clearly, support quick detection of exceptions, and enable drill down to details when needed. This topic reinforces that clear tables and graphs build credibility. When readers design displays that respect the data and the audience, they reduce confusion, prevent misinterpretation, and improve the quality of decisions made from the information. In conclusion, this book is best suited for business analysts, data professionals, product and operations leaders, finance teams, and anyone who routinely turns metrics into reports, slides, or dashboards. It is also valuable for designers and engineers who build analytics features, because it translates perceptual principles into concrete choices about layout, scales, labeling, and color. The benefit to a reader's life is practical and immediate. Clearer displays reduce time spent explaining, cut through meeting confusion, and make it easier to spot patterns, outliers, and meaningful changes. Better communication of numbers also strengthens professional credibility, since audiences tend to trust work that is transparent and easy to verify. Compared with many visualization books that focus on flashy storytelling or tool-specific tutorials, Few's approach is grounded in everyday decision support and the realities of business reporting. It emphasizes fundamentals that apply across software and across industries, giving readers reusable standards rather than trend-driven tricks. For buyers who want a reliable reference to improve tables and charts quickly, this book delivers a disciplined framework that pays off in more accurate understanding and better decisions. If you would like to support Stephen Few, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.